U.S. greater than Majin boarding schools allowed to reopen under strict social distancing procedures. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz Majin boarding schools allowed to reopen under strict social distancing procedures news. Sassy the Don outraged at Malaysian radio industry for not supporting own local artists. Majin boarding schools allowed to reopen under strict social distancing procedures. Young seal beaten unconscious with sticks and stones so tourists can take photos. Don't worry about being catfished as Tinder has begun testing a new video call feature. Report, Malaysia is the third most prepared country in Asia Pacific in fight against cancer. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop. Meet the young Malaysian florist who crafts stories using flowers. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. 11 things that only interns will relate to during their internship journey. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the Firkids' medical bills. People Features Lifestyle. Enchanting spots for an exciting escapade. Here's why Malaysians need to visit Sabah for a memorable getaway. Coriander bubble tea actually exists and people don't know how to feel about it. Restaurant in India serves mask parotas to spread awareness. Adventure Water Park Desaru Coast reopens with a buy one free one ticket promotion. Fireflies dance alone as annual festival in Japan gets cancelled due to COVID-19. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these 4 accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton me, black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Malaysian government is now allowing students staying in government or private boarding school dormitories to return in phases. As according to our Minister of Defense, YB Dato, Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob in a press conference today, boarding schools are allowed to reopen under strict standards of procedures as the first phase of students will be allowed to return to their dormitories on the 15th of July, Wednesday. The first phase of students will include students from Form 4, Standard 5 and Standard 6. The second phase, scheduled on the 3rd of August, will include all remaining students. Dorms. Student housing must ensure that all beds are spaced between 1 meter and only the lower bunk of bunk beds are allowed to be used for the time being. Students queuing up to go into the toilets, bathrooms, washrooms and pantries must remain 1 meter apart. Students going in and out of the dorms must also adhere to temperature checks. Meal times. Food served in dining halls must be in the form of a buffet, served individually or pre-packed. All schools must ensure that there are proper rotation schedules in place. Students. Only students who are in good health are allowed to return to their dorms. Health screenings will be conducted as students register to enter their dorms. Students who appear to show symptoms will be isolated in the school infirmary while their parents will be called to bring them home with the advice of the district health office. YB Dato, Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob also mentioned that the Ministry of Health Malaysia will carry out random health screenings as a precautionary step. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, contact sports like futsal and taekwondo will be allowed starting the 15th of July, says Defense Minister.
Source,
Blogspot. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.